Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, March 31st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. In a move that the musicians' union called outrageous and blatantly illegal, the Kennedy Center on Friday said that paychecks for members of the National Symphony Orchestra will stop this week. That was the same day that President Trump signed into law a stimulus package that specifically appropriated $25 million to the Kennedy Center to be used for operating expenses, including employee pay. Ed Malaga, president of the D.C. Musicians Union, said the union has filed a grievance, pointing out that the union's contract specifically requires that the center provide 6 weeks' notice before it can stop paying musicians for economic reasons. Cellist Steven Honigberg, a member of the orchestra since 1984, said on Facebook, "Thanks not to Center President Deborah Rutter for your compassion for the musicians of your National Symphony Orchestra in this time of unprecedented peril. This is not our fault." In today's labor history, on this date in 1883, cowboys earning $40 a month began what would become an unsuccessful 2.5-month strike for higher wages at 5 ranches in the Texas Panhandle. Today's labor quote is by Cesar Chavez, born on this date in 1927 in Yuma, Arizona. Cesar Chavez, who said, "We draw our strength from the very despair in which we have been forced to live. We shall endure." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus, which stands up for union members and their families. At unionplus.org, you'll find useful links to coronavirus resources from the AFL-CIO, as well as Union Plus hardship help benefits. Check it out at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.